Welcome to These Are Good Days with Leanne Miller
and Matt Barris.
Well, Matt, I've made a discovery about myself and cheese.
Okay. You and cheese have a long relationship.
We do. And I just decided, let's just talk about food here at the beginning.
Okay.
Because I've discovered that in the last year, you know, there are people, maybe you're one of them, you could probably answer this.
Okay.
There are people that can take cheese anytime, anywhere, in any way.
Mm-hmm.
Like, but give me cheese on a charcuterie board. Yes. Give me grilled cheese now. Yes. Give me cheese on a sandwich. Sure. Give me cheese, mac and cheese. I am cheese particular.
Okay. I did not know that. This is new.
And this is what I've discovered. If I don't feel like having a grilled cheese, I don't want it.
No, like it can be a lot.
And then I had the best 2-egg sandwich this morning with, I get all of my cheese at Walnut Creek Cheese and Market. You can actually even order some of that stuff online. Yeah. Like you said recently, you can go to Walnut Creek. You can go to WalnutCreekFoods.com to their locator page and see if their products are in your town.
Put in your zip code and go visit one of those places.
Yeah.
And, but they do ship as well.
Yes, they do. And so I made this wonderful 2-egg sandwich. And it's been, you know, it's been a hot summer here in Ohio. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I don't want melty cheese on my 2-egg sandwich.
Yeah.
I want cold cheese.
Okay.
I want to cut some Havarti butter cheese.
Oh, Havarti is one of my favorites.
And I want it to be cold. I don't want it to be drippy melty. I want it to be cold. So I have just discovered in this last year, you just can't hand me cheese any old way. I want it. Yeah. I want it how I want it when I want it.
You know what's so great is you're 55 and you're still learning such profound things about yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
at this age. Let me tell you about one of my favorite things in regards to cheese at Walnut Creek Cheese and Walnut Creek Foods is their smoked cheese. I don't remember now.
Growing up, I feel like
My mom's probably going to correct me when she listens to this because she's like, I gave you smoked cheese when you were 4.
You probably didn't like it.
I don't know.
You might not have liked it. It's like an acquired.
There's something about a smoked cheese that when I moved to Amish country, you know, 15 years ago, that I was like, ooh, I really got into smoked cheese and I'm down for it. Here for smoked cheese.
They have those like open coolers, you know, they're not closed off by a door. They're like standalone island open coolers at Walnut Creek Cheese and Market, and they have these containers, and this is a great charcuterie board hack. You know this. I've never talked about it, but you know that I do this. I buy the containers of the cubed smoked cheese, and then on your charcuterie board, it's very easy to identify and tell people the cubes are the smoked cheese.
That's a good hack.
And you can just kind of pile, and I love it there because they do different varieties in that smoke pack. Mm-hmm. And it's in this like plastic, they're in these like plastic containers, but they have small ones, they have big ones. It is like the cheese mecca of
it really is.
Of Ohio anyway.
It really is. We love it. I'm so glad you brought up cheese. It's a good thing to talk about.
It is. It just, you know, my good day was actually today because I have been working at my house and doing things that, you know, like doing those things that you kind of put off. Like the oven, the oven grate, the grates in the oven up above where your fan is that gets that grimy stick. I mean, I took those down and I scrubbed them.
That's good. That feels good.
Yes, I worked outside. And I told you when I came, this was the first time that I was like, I struggled pulling myself away to come to this sweet little Disney studio and record because I was just on a mission. I was on a roll.
You're on a roll.
But listen, we're dedicated.
We are weekly, every week.
Every Wednesday, we drop a new podcast.
That's right.
And now every Wednesday we start with our new jingle, which I absolutely love.
I know.
That middle part is my favorite
everything
part.
Is going good with everything because these are good
days. Yeah, so good. So good.
My good day is recently we were getting ready to hit the road for the summer. And similar to you, we had a list of things to do, and Mallory and I divided and conquered.
Oh, I love that.
We burned the sticks in the backyard. We mowed the lawn one last time. We sprayed the weeds with the crack, we sprayed the cracks with the weed sprayer. We got the dog groomed. We got all of our medications refilled. We got our car fixed. Our car was leaking power steering fluid. Oh. So we got that fixed. We did all the things.
Oh, Matt.
And there is something, I'm sure you're like this. Yes. When we go to vacation, we make sure that we clean our house so that we come home to a clean house.
Oh, yes.
We do not like coming home to disarray when we're home from vacation. After being at Disney where they change your sheets and Mickey can call and give you a wake-up call, I don't want to come home to a dirty house. No, sir. I want to come home to a clean house. No.
Listen, I have a question about burning the sticks. Let's go back to that. So gathered up sticks, put in the backyard, burned them. If your boys are anything like our boys were when they were little, loved playing with fire, loved playing in the fire, loved pushing and moving around the coals and taking sticks and they loved the fire.
Listen, I did a little sneaky thing though. I did it when they were at one of their steam camps because I didn't want to have to monitor.
What's steam?
Science, technology, engineering, art and mathematics. Yeah, they were at one of their camps.
I've heard of STEM.
Yeah, they added art to it.
Oh, that is so
cool. It's an evolving
cool.
world.
Yes.
Hey, this is one of our favorite episodes that we started 15 years ago in a different format, but we call it Stuff We Love.
Yes.
And it's truly a time where we share some of the things that we've been loving that maybe have changed our life in a profound way or maybe in a little way.
Yeah.
Or maybe we just like them.
Yeah.
So here we go.
Here we go.
I want to tell you some of the things that I have been loving lately. I'm going to go in a random order.
Okay,
I have a list of 8 or 9.
Wow.
And I'm excited to share some of these with you. Here's the first thing. You know I hit up Disney in the summer. You know that I love a Disney trip. And here's what we know is on average, did you know this? People walk 8 miles a day at Disney. That's an average. We often get between 20 to 25,000 steps a day in Disney. So you know what that means is our dogs are tired. We have good shoes. We have...
Your dogs are barking by the end of the day.
We kick off. We actually, this is another little hack, is we bring a couple pairs of shoes and rotate different shoes every day.
Yeah, that's smart.
But listen, this, I had never heard of this and I just got it for my trips this summer, is compression ankle socks. So they're socks I can wear with my tennis shoes that have the compression squeezing around my foot. Because listen, I'm almost 40 years old.
Listen,
I'm turning 40 in February.
I want to know what brand of compression socks.
I got them on Amazon, so they're not a special brand.
Okay.
But you know like how when you get Bombas and you feel like they really squeeze
love Bombas. If you are listening, I love Bombas.
I know. You
socks.
Know how they squeeze your arch and you're like, ooh.
Listen, Bombas, I've got your new tagline. Bombas are like a hug for your feet.
Yeah. It's.
I just love those socks. And listen, I just think it's so funny, and I have to laugh when you're bringing up Disney and your Disney trips, is you're talking about Disney with Disney literally framing your face. We've got Mickey on your right. We've got a Mickey lunchbox on your left.
Yeah, that's right.
We've got Disney stuff, the Disney castle up above your head. So, you know, the Disney love
is real. It's
real.
It's real. So if look on Amazon, I don't have a specific brand for you, but you can get compression ankle socks.
Oh, it's so good.
We'll see how they roll, but I'm excited about trying those.
All right. For me, this is a new product. I actually love this brand. It's called Fount Society. I've talked about them before with my 5-step face routine.
Yes.
I have it on.
We know
right
all
now.
About your face routine.
But they came out with a new product called Body Duo. It's a 2-step.
Like for you and Daryl?
No.
You do it together. What do you do with that?
Yeah, I'm like, honey, it's time for a body duo.
He might be excited.
He'd love that.
Don't get his hopes up.
Listen, it's a serum first, which the serum is kind of like this thick. It doesn't remind me of just like regular body cream or like a Aveeno like lotion that you just like that's thin. It's like a thicker, it's like a thicker texture. And you, that's like your first step. And you, you get out of the shower, you don't dry completely, and you put that body serum on.
Okay.
Then, and I've needed this because I've had recent trips to the sun, and I have not peeled. I have not gotten that kind of dry, you know, where, I don't know about you, but like my shins, like my shin, like the front of my legs can get like dry. Just like, not like fish scales, but you know, like dry.
I don't shave my legs.
Well, no.
So I don't know what's going on under that.
So I put the serum on, and then you put the body oil on.
Okay.
And I'm going to tell you, it has been a game changer this summer. So here's a little extra plug. If you're interested in this product, just DM me on Instagram at Leah Miller, and I can give you a code for Fountain Society for a discount. But I am now on, I just ordered my second bottle of each one because I have loved it so much. When I took my trip the first week of June to Hilton Head with my childhood girlfriends, we all were using it after after the sun because because there's something about the sun that feels good, but then it kind of dries out your skin. So
totally. Listen to this. I started using something on my skin called snail mucin. Have you ever heard of this?
No.
Mallory picked it up. And
I don't
like
the name.
It.
I don't like the name.
It's, I think it's snail slime.
Gross.
I don't know what it is. If you know what snail mucin is, please DM me and tell me. If I'm putting slime or any snail fluids that are inappropriate on my face, let me know.
Yeah.
But I use snail mucin now.
Oh, wow. Well,
I've been converted.
I've been using Found Society Body Duo, and it's awesome. So Found Society, if you are listening, it's so good.
Here's my next one. Mallory and I, maybe about 2 years ago, we started trying to get more protein in our diet in an intentional way. Mm-hmm. And a very common way to do that is protein bars and protein shakes. And so we have been doing these Premier, it's called Premier Protein Shakes. You can get it pretty much anywhere. But it's like chocolate, vanilla, or coffee flavored. Kind of like that Slim Fast that was popular. It's kind of like that flavor. But I'm going to tell you something. Sometimes after a while, I know you've done things like this in the past. I can't have the chalky protein. Like
I can't do it anymore.
There's a part like I needed a break.
Yeah.
So we found there's a new thing called, I believe it's called Clear Protein, but the brand that we have tried, it's called Naked Whey.
Oh.
Naked, like
being naked.
Mm-hmm. Whey, W-H-E-Y, like whey protein.
Oh, okay.
Lemonade flavor is what we like, and it tastes like a Gatorade.
Okay,
and it goes down like Gatorade,
is it
not
protein?
Like a shrimp. Yes.
Protein? Okay. Well,
Naked
Whey. If you are listening,
show me the Naked Whey.
Now you're gonna get Mallory excited. It literally tastes a little bit like Gatorade lemonade.
I will make one for you before you leave. It is. It's not too expensive either, so I like drinking it in the morning.
Where do you get it?
On Amazon.
Okay.
Naked Whey, and it's a clear protein and not like chalky protein.
I wonder if they're on Instagram.
Yes. I'm gonna look real quick. It is so good. And it's replaced some of our other, like the protein. You know, we still like the chocolate, the vanilla, all that stuff every now and then. But this has been a nice treat for the summer because it is clear and it's like Gatorade and it's hydrating. Way naked, Naked Whey. I don't think that's the right account.
Okay, I'm just going to
look. We can look later.
Yeah,
that's
look
all right.
Later. All right.
All right, you're next.
Well, speaking of protein and favorite bars.
That's a funny segue.
One of my favorite things right now, and you know this about me, I love the grocery store. So I love to go.
You do.
I love to go, oh, look at that packaging. Isn't it colorful? Doesn't that look nice? Oh, look, that looks like a new product.
You are a marketer's dream.
Yes, I really am.
Like graphic designers,
they
would love you.
I buy the wine for the label. I go, oh, look at that beautiful label. And in the section where they at Bueller's here in Worcester, and I'm talking about the big location north of town, they have this incredible display of all these bars, all these protein bars, energy bars, so many different varieties. And I love that they have so many different varieties. Actually, I think they have more varieties than like big box stores.
Totally.
They just have a great variety. And I'm like, you know, it's time that we branch out a little, Daryl and I.
Yeah.
So I love their chocolate peanut butter Gatorade. Gatorade.
What?
Gatorade.
Is this a bar?
Yes, they make bars.
Gatorade makes bars.
Yes, they do. Well, okay. And it makes sense. Yeah. I mean, like,
they're in the protein business.
Yeah. You know, they're like, okay, like, we've done the drink, yeah, we've done the powder. Right. Let's go ahead and do the bars.
We might as well make a bar.
Yeah, we might. also, Clif Bar. We've ate Clif Bars for years. Like the
soft
ones that are between a cake and a cookie. Yeah. I love those. But Clif Bar also makes a bar that has more protein in it. It's like it's like chunkier and bigger. And it actually, the Gatorade bar and the Clif Bar that I'm talking about, I got them on sale recently for $1.99 each. They're not cheap.
Yeah,
but
I feel like that's a good price.
Sometimes I don't eat the whole bar because they're big and there's plenty of protein in it, but they're good. It's actually, I just said this to our youngest son, Joey, the other day. I have gotten so accustomed to eating those kind of bars that I actually don't know if I craved a Snickers bar, I would definitely eat one,
right?
But Snickers bars are almost too sweet for me now, right? Because these bars kind of hit just right. So right. Gatorade and Clif Bar, if you are listening.
You also mentioned one of our favorite places, Bueller's.
Yeah. We love
mm-hmm, Bueller's, and Bueller's is such a great store in our community.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, I have another one. Okay, this is a new thing. I follow some dermatologists on Instagram.
Is this for face routines?
This is not for face routines. Okay. This is interesting.
All right.
Okay. There's a dermatologist I follow. He recommended this might get a little personal, but you know what? We've been at this almost 2 years now, and I feel like we can be personal.
Well, and we've been at our friendship for 15, so yeah.
I would definitely
let's just
tell
share
you this.
In it.
Yeah. You know, sometimes we get sweaty pits.
Oh, it's
and
true.
Sometimes we get sweaty feet.
It's true.
And you know, I like the shoes that I wear most in the summer when I'm not at Disney are like those two strap Birkenstocks, but
yeah,
the plastic ones, not the cork ones.
Okay.
So I like their plastic line.
Okay. Yeah.
But same with Crocs. It can get your feet a little sweaty.
And stinky. Yeah.
And so this dermatologist online recommended a product. It's called Panoxyl, PanOxyl. It is the highest form of benzoyl peroxide. You know, that's the chemical fights acne.
Yeah.
He has recommended to people to wash your feet with that in the summer when you're wearing sandals. And wash your armpits in the summer.
In the shower?
In the shower.
Okay.
If you're prone to being really sweaty.
Is it a spray?
It's like a lotion. You can use it on your face, but okay. I think you would only use that on your face if you have really bad acne.
And if like your doctor told you maybe.
Yeah, because it is a very high percentage. It's 10% benzoyl peroxide, which is a lot. So I've tried it a couple times, tried it on my pits, tried it on my feet.
Huh.
I don't notice a difference yet.
Okay.
But I'm curious. I'm curious about it.
Okay.
I'm curious about sweaty feet and sweaty pits.
I'm just going to go ahead and say boob sweat. So.
Okay. You just said it.
I just did.
Do we need to put an explicit rating on this?
one of my recent favorite products, something I'm loving, Mega Babe.
Mega
Babe is the brand. I follow the founder and the creator of Mega Babe on Instagram, Katie Strano. She's wonderful.
What is it?
Plus size. She does all kinds of different things. It's a powder that's in a pump, and it's for boob sweat. And it's not called that. I can't remember what it's called, but you literally, so
where
Matt, I'm just going to say when you're
50, I wish we were recording video of this.
When you're 55, you know, instead of do your ears hang low, do the wobble to a fro.
Nope. Like, no.
Okay,
no.
Listen.
I know where you're going and I'm stopping
but
you.
But you have sometimes underneath, you have some sweat that happens.
Naturally.
So she has something that's called, I can't think of what it's called.
So is it a lotion form?
No. So you dry off from the shower And then you just pump it. It's like a pump and it sprays. You know how dry some dry shampoos are pump and they come out dry, like a talcum powder.
Okay.
That's what this is. It's a pump and it comes.
So do you, is there like lifting and under?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. You pretty much, I mean, it's, yeah. I mean, and she also has, she just has an incredible array of stuff for women. Like she has stuff that, like she has a body talcum powder that comes out as a cream.
Okay.
And you can put it like in your butt crack and you can put like on your pits.
Oh.
And it just helps absorb the sweat of the summer.
Oh, man.
Okay, I'm going to find it. Okay, it's called...
We can't wait.
Okay, she also has something called Thigh Rescue that's for chafing.
Yeah.
Like that you...
We've used something called Chub Rub.
Yes. I mean, she's... It's like that. I think actually she might... I'm not sure if she makes the Chub Rub or not, but the Thigh Rescue is amazing. But that spray... Oh, here it is. Here it is. I found it. It's called Bust Dust. I should have said Bust Dust. Bust Dust.
Yeah.
And
so we're lifting, we're spraying.
Yeah.
Is what we're doing. You don't spray on the top.
Well, you could. If you sweat like in between your cleavage.
Cleveland.
Cleveland rocks. If you sweat in between your cleavage or you just are prone to sweat. She's got some reels that where people are literally, they're not doing it with their clothes off, but they're showing
right.
You
we'll let people explore that.
Yeah. You can find them like, Mega Babe. If you are listening that, we would love you as a sponsor of this because their brand is just so great. It's so empowering for women.
Well, and I would suppose because you love them so much, they have really great packaging because we know that's important to you.
Oh, listen, let me just tell you, Mallory would love this packaging.
Oh, it's 100%.
It's all bright and colorful. It's really, in my mind, it's very reflective of the founder and the owner and how she decorates her homes and stuff. But they have a men's line too, which is really great.
Oh, maybe I need to look it out.
Yeah. Then they also do like staff, like
what's
like
the men's line called?
One of their products lines or one of their posts on Instagram is like the staff favorites. Like they really are great at informing you what to buy. I mean, like they're just like, okay, let's see what the...
Okay, I think we need to move on
because we'll let people explore.
Go.
I'm gonna find
the bust, bust duster, dust
it's
buster,
bust dust.
Yeah,
bust
we'll
dust.
We'll let them explore
so
that.
So good.
Okay, here's something that I have been loving this summer. It is a product called Frog Togs.
What?
Frog Togs. Actually, Daryl might need some Frog Togs. So Frog Togs is actually an outdoor brand.
How do you spell that? I know how you spell frogs.
F-R-O-G-G-T-O-G-G. Frog Tog.
Okay.
Frog Tog is an outdoor brand that makes rain jackets, waders, like rubbery things. But here is one thing they make that we love. It is these neck pillow or these neck towels.
Oh, that absorb the sweat.
No. They stay cool all day. So if they're wet, they stay cold. I don't know how it works. It is like magic. But lay it on the back
me about
of your
the
neck.
Technology.
I don't know how it works. But you can put lukewarm tap water on it and put it on your skin and it feels chilly and cold. But these are a lifesaver in the summer. If you're sitting at a ball game, if you're hiking, if you're walking around in an amusement park. They are amazing. Frog Togs, if you are listening,
if
we
you're
love
listening,
you.
Frog Togs.
They save you from the heat in the
That's
summer.
Really
Frog
idea.
Togs.
Would you wear them like if you're going to be on the ride mower and it's really hot?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And they have a new.
Good idea for a gift.
They have a new, there's some big ones, like big towels that are almost like hand towel size.
Okay.
But they actually have new ones that are maybe like
small and,
2 inches by 12 inches that just touch your neck.
That's
and
smart.
They are awesome. Mm-hmm. Awesome. You're next.
Okay. Now listen, you know that I normally don't do this, but.
I mean, you've done a lot of things you don't normally do today.
I don't normally buy things off of TikTok. Commercial like TikTok ads like I just don't I'm actually not really that deep into TikTok but sometimes I'll have something come across my feed or I'll be on I follow like I really literally follow like four people on TikTok. So yeah. I'll go to TikTok to check in on our oldest son and his girlfriend because
MG,
shout out MG. And I don't really fall for the ads, but there was this lady, that just seemed like, you know, a lady we would have coffee with. She was just, she was just an everyday lady. She didn't look like a fancy influencer. She just looked like a lady that cleans her tub well. And she was talking about this brush that you can plug in to charge it. And it has a handle, like a kind of a long handle. And it has this rotating head. Have you seen them?
No, but I've seen the things where you hook them into your drill.
Well, let me just tell you, I bought one.
And you love it.
I am obsessed with the thing.
What's it called?
I don't know. I'll try to remember. I don't know that either. When she was doing the ad, I was like, I believe this woman. I believe she actually uses this, because she was saying things like she might do different with it. It wasn't like, get this. I'm obsessed. I'm so obsessed. Get this. It was like, this is why I love this. This is how it works. This is what I would wish would be a little bit different. I mean, we use that thing. Well, first of all, use it in the shower, mm-hmm. just gets everywhere. It just lathers anything you're using for cleaning. Okay. It just lathers.
You don't use it on yourself.
No. This is for cleaning.
Busty dusty.
No, not like bust dust. And then I had an idea. I was like, you know what? I could dilute some Dawn in my little, I love Dawn detergent. If you are listening,
is that,
okay, Dawn, the power spray.
Oh,
of Dawn.
I love that stuff.
So I took some, I had two bottles of Dawn, one that was empty, the power spray that was empty. So I put part water, same part water, same part Dawn. I diluted it and I sprayed it all over the back part of my stove, my tile there. I sprayed it all over and ran that brush
and it
across
worked.
There. And it was like, praise. It was like diamonds. It was
awesome.
It cleaned so well. I'll try to find it and I'll try to post a link to it, or I'll try to find the particular, because I have the name brand of the brush. But I love it.
That's awesome.
You know, here's the thing. Sometimes with those ads, you can order something and be like very disappointed.
Totally.
But sometimes you order something and you're like, this
could be surprised.
Is amazing. And that's how I feel.
Hey, listen, on Amazon, you can even get a pack of brush heads for your drill. I've seen people using power drills on their bathroom and it spins the head. That is cool. Mm-hmm, listen, you might just get Daryl scrubbing the shower.
Hey,
that might be it. You're in.
Let me tell you, we got one of those, the very thing you're talking about, but it wasn't necessarily a cleaning brush. You got the attachment at, I got it at Lowe's, and it was in like it's in the bathroom renovation kind of area. Yeah. And we had a very old bathroom that was kind of flaky and just had some old gross dirt on it. But it was a cast iron tub. It was like old heavy tub. And we didn't want to get rid of it. So we put one of those ends. It was kind of like a scrubby sandpaper.
Yeah.
It wasn't sandpaper, but it kind of reminded me of that. And that's what we cleaned it with. It did such a good job. It
that's
was
awesome.
Amazing.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Here's my next one. This is a big one. This might be the most expensive thing besides Disney I've ever talked about. Listen, I have loved MacBook computers for years.
Well, forever. You were the reason I bought my first computer, remember?
Here's the thing. They don't get viruses. They're very protected. Mm-hmm. They last 9 to 10 years.
Yeah.
Little, mm-hmm. But listen, they're kind of expensive.
Yeah.
And I noticed over doing the podcast for the last almost 2 years, my computer was just getting a little slow.
How old was it?
It was about 9 years old.
Wow.
And so it was just time.
It was time.
You know, and you know what's so great about Mac is they will finance for 0%. And so I got myself a new computer, a little payment every month that's not too crazy. And I needed to do it. I needed to do it. We're doing stuff for the podcast. Yes, we're doing stuff for Disney. I do work stuff on the weekends and sometimes at night, and it's just so much faster, and the screen is so much better. So if you've ever looked at Macs and you're like, ooh, it's kind of pricey. They are. Don't get me wrong.
But they're worth
it. But they're worth it because they last forever. They're so good. Have great support, and they're really user-friendly. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to buy a new laptop every couple years. You know what's so great about Mac, too, is I signed into my Mac account, and it automatically put everything from my old computer to my new computer. Wow. So
that's amazing.
I'm a fan.
Okay, I'm going to share one last thing, and we're going to wrap. Now, this is the truth.
Don't lie to me.
We were so intentional about this, and we both, this is something that is the stuff we love for reals, is our coffee.
Oh.
Our coffee blend is so good.
It's so good.
And I love the label. I love the packaging. I love that you get a nice fat bag that's full to the top. Mm-hmm. I love that when you open our coffee bag, it's not like you need to be an engineer in order to do it. You can just cut the little thing off at the top. It pours easy. It's just so good. And if you are interested in ordering any of our coffee, I have a link on my profile page. One of the links on my Instagram profile page is linked to the coffee page where you can order it. And the great little tip, little hack I'm going to give y'all is if you order one bag or if you order four bags, shipping is the same.
Right.
So if I were you and you know you love our coffee or you really want to try it, I would get more than one bag so you just pay that flat shipping cost.
And listen, we are not liars. No. We're not liars.
Such good coffee.
When we started these journeys, we said we will only talk about things we truly love. We love Walnut Creek Foods and Walnut Creek Cheese and Market. We love this coffee. We taste tested probably 12 different blends.
We went to four different roasters.
Yeah.
And decided on the roaster that we decided on because we just loved the way they were set up. We loved everybody we met with.
Every roaster
we met with was so wonderful.
Right.
But the guys that we met with were really ready to scale, and they could ship for us and take orders for us. That coffee is so delicious.
Listen, I have people in my real life that think I just have it sitting around my house, and I don't. And they're like, you need to bring me coffee. And I'm like, we need to find a place to put it in Worcester.
We do.
Like, because I can't pedal.
Buellers, if you are listening, we would love a little space on a shelf our coffee because we do sell it. Walnut Creek Cheese and Market sells it locally in Walnut Creek, Ohio.
Yeah.
The sponsor of this podcast. They sell it on their shelves there. And it is truly a lovely coffee.
That's right. And we do not pedal this coffee ourselves. I wish maybe someday we will, but for right now, I just can't be your dealer. I have lots of other things going on. 3 kids and a dog, a full-time job. Leanne's full-time almost assistant sometimes.
Yeah, that's true. So true.
Hey, well, like I said, we are truth tellers, and this episode is full of stuff we love that we actually use and we actually love. And maybe it could help you hack something in your life or make something easier for you or just find something new that you're going to love too. Well, thanks for joining us in this conversation all about stuff we love. Whether ordinary or extraordinary, we hope you see that these are good days.
This episode brought to you by Walnut Creek Foods.